Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes, it is that time of week, a Fransky Friday, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, as the Phillies have won five in a row, including a victory last night in Miami over the Marlins. Joining us right now to talk about the Phillies with a magic number of 15 to win the division is Scott Fransky. Scott, how are you doing today?
Scott.
Doing great. How we doing, guys?
Pretty good, Scott. It's amazing how every week we come in here, man, and the emotional roller coaster ride that we're on. I'm not on one this week because the Phillies look pretty good, but the question I do have for you is this. How concerned should I be about Bryce Harper?
How concerned are you?
I mean, I need him help. Like, okay, Scott, since you asked, I'd be more than happy to tell you. The fact that Bryce Harper's a little bit, I mean, he's still hitting, but he's a little banged up. That has me concerned with only a month left in the season. I need him healthy because I'm going to need Bryce Harper in the postseason.
Yeah, well, it doesn't sound to me like the things that he's dealing with are going to be helped by just, you know, sitting around for 10 days.
Okay.
That this is the kind of thing that he's managing and he's going to play through. He's not going to make it worse. I do believe that if they had confidence that sitting him for 10 days would make a world of difference, then they might push to do that. But I don't think they think the risk reward of not having him in the lineup, especially when you got some other guys that are out too.
Mm-hmm.
And other guys are banged up. I mean, everybody's banged up. It's September. We're 140 games into this, so everybody's banged up. I mean, Larry is just ground down to a pulp. I mean, geez, talk about banged up.
Well, especially with a road trip. I mean, you guys sent Larry to Canada. I mean,
hold up. Leave me in LA. We talking about LA?
LA, yeah.
Talking about LA.
He was in a hotel this week. Make sure he's all right, not sleeping in his bed. It's September for everyone, Hugh.
Okay, I was just making sure we're on the same page.
All right, Scott, off what you just said there about Bryce. So then, I guess the question I have off that is, and I understand the perspective of 10 days, maybe not going to really change much. Do you think we're going to know before October if he's feeling himself or feeling good? Because the one thing that's been totally different since, I'd say, I think it's August 10th was his last home run, is the power, right? The batting average is fine. He's had a decent amount of doubles. It's just he hasn't lifted the ball and hit it out. That's the one thing, Scott, I'm watching for the next month, whether he sits or not, is that power return before the playoffs, because I feel like that's really the key to their offense in October.
Yeah, and I think that sometimes can be mechanically related. But, I mean, you watch his at-bats, and I think he's seeing the ball pretty well. I don't think he's chasing too much. He does sometimes, but not a crazy amount. He's still hitting a lot of balls hard. And I think that's certainly encouraging. So, again, I think, what is the last 15 games, hitting like 350, something like that? Yeah, they want him to hit some home runs. There's no doubt. They want all these guys to hit home runs. Trey's is in the same boat. You know, he got three over his last 30 games, I think. So they need those guys to hit some homers. But I'm not overly concerned about Bryce. I'm just not. It's just not of all the things to worry about on the team. I don't rank him as super high on there. I do. I mean, again, those three guys at the top do have to produce. We've seen a huge week from Kyle. You know, signs of life from both Bryce and Trey. So keep it going.
Scott, one thing that's really interesting to me as we get closer to October is what's going to happen with that last outfield spot and who's going to start specifically against right-handed pitching. So we know now Austin Hayes is not feeling well. He went on the IL with a kidney infection. We hope he gets better soon. But Scott, I feel like this and then the other IL stint has kind of reopened the door that Rojas is going to be the guy in October against righties. Where do you come down on that? And do you think that's what the next few weeks is going to be about, you know, whether or not and how quickly Hayes gets back and he shows something against righties versus what Rojas does here for the postseason. And a lot of the time they'll see a righty to start a game.
Yeah, I mean, I think Rojas is right there, given what he gives you defensively. And unless Hayes is they're trying to get a handle on what's going on here and get this infection knocked out. But he's been so fatigued. They want to make sure that he's okay in that regard. So until he's back, you know, you kind of have to make plans without him until he's healthy and back. So, yeah, I think if that's the case, I think you're looking at, you know, Marsh in left and Rojas in center most nights, predominantly so. I mean, I think that's probably your best overall alignment. Certainly if Hayes is not in the equation, I think it obviously is. So I think that's kind of where the conversation begins and ends if Hayes isn't there.
Scott, one thing, every week it feels like there's a different element of the team we're discussing, and the top three is always on the forefront of our mind. But then different guys have gotten hot at different times. And, Scott, I guess it's Bryson Stott's turn now. Big home run last night. And I just feel like over the last three, 4 weeks, he's just played and hit better. He always plays well defensively, but he's hit better. And Scott, just watching that home run last night, it just hit me how much longer and deeper this lineup feels when Bryson Stott is a plus at the plate. What have you noticed with him the last few weeks?
Yeah, same thing. It's line drives to left. It's lifting balls to right and doing so with some authority. It's better at bats overall, just longer at bats, seeing more pitches, taking pitches, fouling off pitches, stuff that you know, maybe he wasn't doing earlier. And Brandon Marsh is almost the exact same, fouling off pitches, getting longer at bats, seeing more pitches, staying low to left, high to right, as they say. And I think when those two guys are going the way they've gone the last, 2 weeks, you're right. It does make the lineup much, much longer because, you know, there was for a while there, you know, you had your top four. And then after that, you're like, uh-oh. When they were in their downspell. So I do think Stott's huge because, again, you're talking about a left-handed bat that's got a bat in the middle of some righties, whether it's, you know, whatever order you put them in, Bohm, Castellanos, Realmuto, you're going to need a lefty in there somewhere. And I think that's why Stott and Marsh both having a little resurgence here to start the final month is a big, big deal for this lineup.
We're talking to Scott Fransky on a Fransky Friday. Scott, you mentioned the Schwarber night a few nights ago with the three home runs, hit four in Toronto there. And I looked the other day at how many home runs he now has as a Philly. And I think it's 136 when you include the playoffs. And you go back to some of those Ryan Howard years, and You add up his best 3-4 year stretch. It's in the same range, 150, 160. Like, Schwarber's not that far off, especially when you factor in another 2 months of baseball potential here. From that kind of stretch, his first 3 years as a Philly, when you're broadcasting his at-bats, are you at points now where you almost start expecting the home run call or think about it often? I mean, it's incredible how many home runs he's hit in less than 3 years here.
Yeah, well, when he's in stresses like this, you certainly do. You start to, you know, he's really put up some amazing numbers. And again, I understand with the batting average, you know, the last couple of years, obviously that's been a lot better this year. Strikeouts are down this year. And he may not end up with as many home runs this year. That's just the kind of the nature of the game sometimes. But I think he's a better overall hitter this year than we've seen yet, in his previous time here. And I just think, oh man, when he's hot, you just not only it's not just he's hitting well, he hits these balls that are just like there's no way the ball is still round, right? They're 114, 115 miles an hour off the bat. They're going 420, they're going 430. There's it's a real show to watch, and you know I like the Howard comp because when he was hot, it was the same kind of deal. Rhino was. Unbelievable to watch, and it was those at bats you never wanted to miss during the course of a game. If you were going to go run out and go to the concession stand or whatever, you didn't want to do it during Howie's Ryan Howard's at bat.
He was incredible, and the other night I felt that way about Schwarber. I can't get up. He might do it again here. Scott with us, talking to the Phillies. All right, Scott, I don't want to say after just 70 something at bats that this is what Cody Clemens is because he hasn't been this before, but. Scott, I'm at the point now where I want him on the postseason roster. I just feel like he gives them good at-bats. And last night, going the other way down the line, what he did in Toronto. What do you think about Clemens, who's come back here now, back on the team and helping with Bohm out? I feel like he could be an asset off the bench in the postseason.
Absolutely. Depending on everybody else's health, he might be more than just off the bench on certain days. You never know. But I think he has learned a lot. He's grown a lot over the last couple of years in terms of how to handle that role, how to be a guy that sits on the bench and comes off and learns how to hit in that spot because it's not easy. You know, so often, they tell you with a pinch hitter, you go after that first fastball, right? And so a lot of times you might just miss it because you're cold. You've been sitting on the bench. You might not have had an at-bat in 4 days against a live pitching. So all of a sudden you're down 0-1, and then the guy throws a nasty breaking ball. Now you're down 0-2, and you go into battle mode. That's what we saw in both of the at-bats the other day from Clemens. And I think in the postseason you get into those spots. Because, I mean, obviously the big spot where you're going to hit for him for somebody is Rojas, right? And if you can come with the game on the line, and get a spot where you know you've got Clemens against a righty. I think that's a great weapon for the Phillies to have come postseason.
Yeah, I think it would be a big asset there. All right, Scott, we'll be listening tonight and watching this weekend as the Phillies take on the Marlins. Magic number 15, Wheeler tonight on the mound. Scott, thank you, and we'll catch up next week.
Appreciate you.
All right, see you, boys.
There we go. Scott Fransky there on a Fransky Friday. 215-592-9494. Right back to the phones after the break. Confidence in the Eagles tonight or some nerves as you woke up? What was it? And which team is the quarterback advantage? Plus, we'll do a Q&A football edition as we get set for the game later this hour. 215-592-9494 for some midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 to get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. So visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm not good at math. 11 points higher than Jalen's?
I think it was 9 points higher.
Nine, 11.
Maybe it was 11.
But the point is this. It wasn't that far off.
97-9 was 96-1 was Love.
And Jay was like 88?
89.
So 7 points. Yeah. 7 points.
Oh, we're good at math. Hold on a second.
Because
horrible at math.
I'm trying to look at Jordan Love had, I think, 36 total touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen, 23 passing, and now we're adding up, and 15
rushing. Yeah, I have the numbers.
Jalen Hurts had more total touchdowns than Jordan Love.
Jalen Hurts had more turnovers.
Yes, he did. But
Lower completion percentage.
Yes, wait a minute. Talking about doing the regular season?
Well, so here's my point. I think they're more comparable seasons than you're making it out to be just by looking at the raw numbers. And that was what we consider a down year for Jalen Hurts and the best season Jordan Love had ever put together in the NFL.
Hold on. Is it a down year for Hurts? What is
Hurts?
Yeah,
of course it was.
Well, off of the year before.
Well, yeah, right. Like, no,
it
I'm saying.
It all depends on
saying,
how you look at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, Jalen Hurts regressed at the end of the season,
I know,
right? And he did not. Did Jalen Hurts put together his best season in the NFL last year?
No, he didn't. It was 2 years ago.
Did Jordan Love?
He did.
Well, it was his only
season. He had his
season.
Best season.
Last year, in 2023.
If we're looking at strictly at the numbers.
No, 2022 is bad.
No.
Look,
you're crazy. He was an MVP candidate.
Listen to what I'm saying. When you talk about the numbers, Jalen threw for 3,085 yards.
No, but he turned the ball over way more.
But that's the only stat that he was not better.
That's a pretty big stat.
But listen to what I'm saying. He threw for more touchdowns. He threw for one more touchdown than he did the year before, any other year that he's been in the Super Bowl. I mean, in the NFL. And he threw for more yards than any other year that he'd been in the NFL.
I agree with you on this, Kyle. They're close.
Yeah.
I think when you rank quarterbacks, if you have Love top five and Jalen 20, that's not fair. If you have, I think whatever, they both belong in the same bucket of yep. potentially really good quarterbacks. Just when you said it was a down year for Hurts, so he's been the quarterback for 3 years. They've been three totally different seasons. What is the real Jalen?
I think what we consider last season by Jalen Hurts is an underachieving season, mm-hmm. at least compared to, you know, like all the talent that he had. Like, I think we all agree that he should have been better last year and probably could have been, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Jordan Love played probably the best football that he possibly could have played. And they're very comparable in their statistics at the end of the season.
No, I agree with that. Yeah. So this is where, it's the tale of two endings for me. Mm-hmm. Like, if Jalen would have ended better, if we didn't have those seven games that we had, and Jalen was average at best, and they played, it's a whole lot of ifs and maybes.
And maybes and buts.
But anyway, but you get what I'm saying. I'm killing myself with my own take. No, I'm killing my, like, because the more I say it, Kyle, I'm like, well, that's a whole lot of ifs and maybes. But the bottom line is this, the point that I'm trying to make, statistically, you take those interceptions out, his numbers, he has progressed. And his quarterbackdom
he's been more
over the last couple of years.
More productive, yes.
But like the way that the the like season ended, it was not good.
No, it wasn't good. All right, before we go any further, we want to thank our friends over at Barnaby's and Havertown. Hugh, they brought in some incredible food.
Yes, they did.
So we had the wing of the month. Did you try the roasted garlic buffalo wings?
No, I was about to.
Ooh, they look good. Then you had the pickle brine chicken tenders, pickle brine Nashville chicken sandwich. I saw Kyle grab one of those.
Then I saw some quesadillas.
Those are the smoked beef brisket.
Quesadillas. Yeah, I like
and then there was the sticky ribs. And what were you having, Kyle? Something with Chicago beef?
Yeah, there were like arancini Chicago beef. So like arancini is like fancy. A rice ball. But man, I was eating balls, man. Crushing those balls.
Game day, everybody.
That's right. I was just in Chicago long ago. It tasted just like eating an Italian beef sandwich.
Oh, wow. Now, the place.
Awesome.
Barnaby's is awesome. I was there for one of our Go Yards events. It is a great place, great atmosphere, and the food, delicious. We appreciate them coming by here. All right, let's go to Andy in Westchester as we talk confidence in week one. Hey, Andy.
Hey, I'm excited!
What's going on,
What's
man?
Up, Andy? What are you feeling?
Football Friday. Oh, my God. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. I'm not nervous. I'm confident. I am nervous in that I've got so much adrenaline in the pit of my gut. I cannot wait to get to the bar and yell and scream and spill beer and hug people I don't know. Oh, my God.
That sounds like a good night.
It does sound, especially if there's a win attached to it, Andy. Some touchdowns by Jalen Hurts. Oh, yeah.
I see it. I see a win. I don't see a blowout. I don't even want a blowout. I want a slugfest. I need to see these young kids on defense just destroying people. And I think the all the veterans that were here for that embarrassing end of last year are going to be like caged animals. Oh, my God, I love it.
Oh, I can't wait. Well, you know what? And they have a lot to prove. Chip on their shoulder here, Andy.
Chippy.
I'm excited to see them off that tonight. Andy, we appreciate the phone call. All right, let me ask you a question because Andy just kind of got my mind going on something here. So you are a clear defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
Not a necessity.
Okay. Let me paint you a scenario.
Running is not a necessity. It's just a luxury.
What is?
Running. Like a running quarterback.
Oh, mobility.
That makes a little more sense.
Yeah, I agree with that. And you can win.
Is it like it's complimentary?
Yeah. I'll ask both you guys this.
I'm getting to you. You don't come around.
Yeah, you know what? Defense is a luxury. Screw it.
Please don't do this. Please. I can't. Because we're talking about the quarterbacks, and we're talking about the defenses and luxury and all that. I'm going to paint two scenarios for you tonight. You tell me which one you'd rather have.
Okay.
Eagles up 4 with 2 minutes to go. The ball is in Jordan Love's hands, and the defense is on the field for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Eagles are down 4 with 2 minutes to go, and the ball is in Jalen Hurts' hands to go win the game.
Which one am I more confident in?
Yeah, which one would you rather have?
I'd rather have Jalen with the ball.
So you'd rather be down in the game?
Yeah, I would rather have Jalen have the ball. In this situation that we're talking about, mm-hmm. Listen, we got some young corners out there, man. I don't know what Slay I'm going to get. Not hating on Slay. Let me be clear. And what I'm saying, not hating on Darius Slay.
He'll block you.
Yeah, well, he's unfollowed me.
Blocked me.
He blocked you. But I don't know what, like, I know he's had one. Like, this is the thing. Let me pull it back a little bit, because I'm a long talker a little bit. And I'm having a change of thought as I'm having these thoughts. So bear with me for a minute.
Yeah, I hit you with this one.
The reason why I don't know about Darius Slay because this team has made me a little leery because of the way they've handled other people in the last couple of days. If you follow me, what I'm talking about. Devin White, like nobody talked about Devin White a whole lot, did they? Not Devin White sitting here with us. If he wanted to, we could call Devin White right now. He could do the show with us.
He's in North America. Yeah,
he's here. Isaiah Rodgers is not playing. We just found that out yesterday or today. Yesterday, whatever.
Yesterday.
You get what I'm putting down. So now I'm a little nervous because I ain't heard nobody say nothing good nor bad about Darius Slay.
So you long talked your way into rather having Jalen on the field.
Yes.
Okay.
So actually, now
I don't know. I don't know what's going on, man, with this team.
It tells me. You know what that tells me? Deep down, Hugh knows defense is more of a necessity, and we might not have it.
What it tells me deep down? It's like, hold up, dog. How you take all the reps? Like I'm stuck. Like I get stuck on certain things. How you taking all the reps in practice? And then right before the season starts, you hit everybody. you're not starting. You're not playing.
Kyle,
your foot hurt.
Before Kyle gives an answer, I'll give you mine. I'd rather be up and put the I want to see the defense in that situation. And I always will take being up and crossing my fingers. They'll finish it off. Kyle? Up four.
I don't trust Green Bay's defense either, though, Joe, to be honest. And a rookie. And the reason why I said that is because they have a rookie defense coordinator.
I know. But I have the lead in my scenario.
And
I
got Saquon Barkley.
You guys are trailing.
And I got skinny and thick Batman.
Last night, the Ravens had the ball in their hands, and the guy stepped out of bounds.
And Lamar Jackson.
And they lose.
Yeah, I think I want the lead, too, because I think we're equipped to milk the clock out with Saquon Barkley and maybe even Jalen Hurts. I don't know if I'm willing to test our defense.
But I want to see. I want to see how they handle that.
Yeah,
go get a sack, Bryce. They paid you $50 million.
I just want to win the game. I don't want to be putting tests out there and see if they pass.
Joe's a glutton for punishment.
Yeah.
See, that's what that is. We just sat here and told him for the whole month that this defense is probably going to be behind. This offense needs to seize the day. But he wants to be a glutton for punishment.
No, it's not a punishment.
And put the defense out there.
If it doesn't matter that much, if it's a luxury, then they'll just whatever. Then won't matter.
You're not going to move me off my mark. I'm saying it is. But I don't I don't want them out there in that scenario.
Because when push comes to shove, it might be a necessity.
So I think here's where I would want to test them. I'm still kicking off if we win the coin toss.
And you're giving them the ball? Yeah, you're giving Green Bay the ball?
I don't think they're going to change the strategy. I agree with you. Let's see what you got.
I mean, that's a good way to test the defense. Do it on the opening drive instead of when the game's on the line.
He has no confidence in this defense.
Unbelievable. I want to go out there and show you what you got to deal with every time we touch the rock. You know what I would do if I was a head coach? I would probably, the first play, I hand it off right side to Saquon Barkley. Then I'm going deep. I'm throwing it deep. Yow! Yow! Track me all day. This is what you got to deal with, baby. I got Saquon. You better respect this run because I'm going to tell you like this, fellas. When this game starts, when you see 26 in that backfield, you know what that tells me? That's a grown-ass man. Now, granted, he's been hurt a little bit in his career, but he's running behind a better offensive line. He's a grown-ass man. When I see 26 put his hands on his knees, be like, yeah, I'm going to give him the ball. He's going to touch the rock first. And then you know what? It's going to be like that old song by Outkast, Bombs Over Baghdad, baby. We throwing that thing deep, and we scored on that first drive. And then we're going to look at the Green Bay Packers and say, yeah, you know what? This is what you got to deal with all day, baby. This is an all-day scenario. And then when I come back on the second, when the defense go out there to take care of business, come back on that second drive, you're going to get a heavy dose of Saquon Barkley because now you know at any given point in my life, I can throw that ball deep, and there ain't nothing you can do to stop it.
Let's go. He'll guarantee a win. Let's go.
No, I ain't about to do that.
You had everyone rolling.
I ain't about to do that.
You just disappointed the whole Delaware Valley.
I know.
People pulled over in their cars waiting for the guarantee from you.
I don't know if they did that. They probably was more like, what's this idiot doing? What the hell is wrong with that?
Everyone should be fired up after that. That was epic.
That was pretty cool. That was good stuff. All right. Well, I think we're in the mode now. I think it's time for a little Q&A before this game. Let's hit a little Q&A here.
Yes.
Get to know the Midday Show. This is Q&A on 94 WIP.
I'm a little bit premature with my, and this Q&A. is brought to you by the Jug Handle Inn. Award-winning wings, great food, and incredible specials. Spread your wings and rediscover the Jug.
All right.
Who wrote that? Spread your wings and rediscover
the
Jug.
You're the one talking about being premature.
I know. I mean, we got to drop there for another time. Okay. I have one question for you for Q&A this week.
You didn't tell me this was coming. This is kind of, y'all kind of set me up for this one. I'm a little nervous.
Did you used to have nerves before the first game of the season? Did they always, beginning of your career, not at the end? Or was it like did week one have nerves? Was there a different feeling attached to week one than other weeks?
No, it was just, it was the beginning, and I just wanted to play well. Most of the times, we got a chance because, you know, Thursday night football became a thing, and you got a chance to see what somebody else was doing before you. But I remember, like, just getting prepared, doing everything in training camp and workouts to get ready for that first opponent. And that's what I remember, and how I was going to beat whomever that individual was like a drum. That's what I remember. And just the adrenaline rush, man, that's the biggest thing, because you are stoked. And I guarantee you that every cat that has ever put on an NFL helmet, that first game, like, it's weird, man, because I'm working out last night and I'm watching the game. And you know how it is when you're on, when you're running, Joe, mm-hmm. and you're on, and you feel like when you're running and when you get to a certain point, you're kind of tired. But when you get to this point and you're watching football, it's like you don't feel that. You feel like, oh, hell, I could push this thing a little bit more.
Extra adrenaline.
You know what I mean? And I kind of felt that last night. And I was like, man, and then I saw Chris Jones out there moving around, wreaking havoc. I was like, damn it. I wish I could still do
it
that.
It sounds like Hugh thinks he can give the Eagles a few more snaps.
Nah, man,
just a few
listen,
more.
Then
few
them, more. Knees, them knees start, the reality of these knees. Nice.
Dude, you couldn't even jog down the hallway.
Man, listen, breathing heavy, trying to pick him up and put him down. Like, you know, I know I'm 53, but I feel like in my spirit, I feel like a 22-year-old.
I think the audience agrees with that.
I feel like in my spirit. But then when it comes to actually having to do that physical stuff, nah. We're going to leave that to them young cats.
Reality sets in. All right, 215-592-9494. On the other side, we'll hit all your phone calls. And a little check-in from Brazil, Elliot Shore Parks. He's there. He'll set the scene for us as the Eagles get ready to take on the Packers right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. There we go. Whenever we play this music this week, I just imagine the band playing behind Elliot, as they were a few days ago. Welcome back to the Midday Show. Joining us now, live from Brazil, is Elliot Shore Park setting the scene for us in Sao Paulo. What's up, Elliot?
What up? How you guys doing today?
We're good. Pretty it's good. Game day. We're excited here. All right, Elliot, give us the set the scene for us. So you're in Sao Paulo now, and set the scene. And then I know you were mentioning something earlier today about the travel logistics for you and then also for both these teams. Keep us up to date on that stuff.
Yeah, so I'm standing outside of a hotel right now getting ready to head over to the Corinthians Stadium. There's got to be, I don't know, 200-300 Eagles fans standing outside the stadium waiting to get over there. The more I've walked around Sao Paulo the last few days, it's definitely more Eagles fans here. I would say almost 3-1 in terms of Eagles fans. So that's the scene down here in Sao Paulo. And then in terms of transportation, Q, I'm sure you thought you had it bad in Atlanta with the traffic. But let me tell you, it is nothing compared to what it's like here. It is bumper to bumper. Every road you go on takes almost 2 hours to get basically anywhere. So it is a big, large, crowded city. But the more time I spend here, it's a very beautiful city as well. So really excited for the game tonight.
So you feel safe, because I saw a little bit of the press conference. Well, we heard a little bit of the press conference yesterday, and the Brazilian people didn't like the fact that, you know, some of the football players that were coming over here were talking about how unsafe it was. So you felt safe since you've been there, right?
Yeah, I have. Look, I mean, I feel safer, I guess, you know, if you all were here, right? Walk around together. But no, I feel good. I feel good. It's just like any city, I would say. Like, there are certain areas where maybe you don't want to walk around, and then there are certain areas that are really beautiful and filled with great restaurants. There's a big park outside of the hotel that reminds me of Rittenhouse Square. So, you know, I understand the players' concern anytime you go anywhere that you haven't been. And, you know, you always want to know what you're walking into. But I have not experienced anything or seen anything that makes me think it's not safe.
All right, Elliot, let's talk about the game tonight. And we found out another injury yesterday, and that is Isaiah Rodgers out with a hand injury. Elliot, how big of a deal is this? And then with that, at the corner situation, I mean, Green Bay has four young receivers. Sometimes they go four wide. What do you think the lineup will be? So we got Slay, we got obviously Quinyon, you know, you got Keely Ringo. Who do you think the fourth guy would be? What do you think?
Yeah, so it is definitely a tough matchup, even if the Eagles were at full strength at corner. The Packers have, if not the best trio in the NFL, they're certainly on that short list with the Dolphins, the Eagles, obviously. They have great receivers, so it's going to be a tough matchup. I think they have a few options tonight on what they could do. When they're in their base defense, so just two corners, it's very obvious and easy what they'll do. They'll play Darius Slay, and they'll play Quinyon Mitchell as those two guys. But, to your point, they do go four wide often. They'll go three wide most of the time. So when the Packers get into to their three wide receiver set, that's when the Eagles have a decision to make. Do they keep Quinyon on the outside, bring in Avante Maddox as a nickel? By the way, a Hugh Douglas jersey just walked by. So you are getting some love.
Hey!
Here.
Was a woman wearing it by any chance?
No, it was just definitely
that was
a guy.
Too much, Kyle. It was too much. Okay, I'll take that one.
But he actually cut the sleeves off. It looks good. So I think that they will put Avante Maddox potentially at nickel if they want to do that. And then, yeah, the fourth guy, you're looking at Akili Ringo. You're looking at Eli Ricks, who got some good snaps last year. But regardless, it is definitely a tough matchup, even if they were fully healthy. So if Jordan Love gets time tonight, he could put up some big yards.
Elliot, we've been discussing today which side we think has the quarterback advantage tonight. And I specify tonight because we're factoring in, obviously, a new offense here for the Eagles, a couple new offensive linemen in different spots. Packers bring back a lot of the same guys. And not so much who do you prefer, Love or Hurts, but just for tonight, who do you think has the quarterback advantage?
Yeah, I think the Packers probably have the quarterback advantage tonight. They're running the same offense as last year. They have the same play caller. The offensive line in front of Jordan Love, they're returning four or five starters. Jalen Hurts is dealing with not only two new starters, but a critical position of center. So I think you would probably give it to Jordan Love. But if I'm Jalen Hurts and I'm going onto this stage tonight in front of quite literally the whole world, I'm feeling disrespected by the fact that him and Jordan Love are mentioned in the same sentence. Jalen Hurts has had a better high school career. He's had a better college career. He's had a better NFL career. In his stats last year, when he was viewed as having a down year and Jordan Love was viewed as having such a promising year, the Packers could win the Super Bowl, are very similar. So I'm in that group. I would probably think Jordan Love is a better chance of having a good game tonight. But I think Jalen should step on the field tonight with something to prove and show people that he belongs in a tier above Jordan Love.
I guess they needed you to say it, Elliot, because, you know, I've been sitting here kind of saying that all day long.
Well,
but
you didn't pull out the high school stuff.
I didn't. True enough, I didn't
Elliot
pull out the high
school
stuff.
Sauce to it.
He's been at every step of Jalen Hurts' football career. He has been at the top of his profession, if you think about it. High school, college, NFL. Like, Jordan Love has not done that. He hasn't done it in high school, college. He's just now starting to do it in the NFL. So I think at a certain point, it's an interesting discussion, but Jalen's resume has to matter somewhat when just comparing these two.
You know what? I just got to tell you, Elliot. I mean, I know you've been doing this for a long time, and I am starting to feel a kindredship and turning the corner with my sports analyst thing after all these years, because I'm in the right spot. I'm in the right space right now.
Y'all need to start listening to me. Let me cook.
Yeah, this show has become about Hugh's self-esteem. Yeah.
Happy to agree.
All right, Elliot. As we look forward to the game tonight, give me a player on defense, Elliot, that you think is really a key tonight to them slowing down the Packers. Whoever it is, a name tonight that you think we're going to be talking about tomorrow morning, whether they didn't do well and it was a struggle or they had a big game and that's why they won.
Yeah, I think that in the season opener, big game like this, you go with the guy that they paid the most money to, the obvious guy, and that's Bryce Huff. I think you know what you're going to get from Jalen Carter. You know what you're going to get from Darius Slay. This is not an extremely hard matchup for Bryce Huff. The Packers do have good tackles, but they don't have the kind of tackles that it's like, all right, this is a major problem. They're not Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata. So I think that Bryce Huff, like, this is why you give him $35 million guaranteed. This is why you make him your top signing, the second free agency end. If Bryce Huff doesn't have a good game tonight, I think it's a very, you know, kind of discouraging and worrying sign, because this is a matchup that he should win if he is going to be the top edge rusher on a Super Bowl contender.
I agree. A lot of pressure on him tonight to play well and justify the money, and he'll be out there a lot, especially on third down. Elliot, we appreciate, as always, appreciate it all week. Enjoy tonight. We'll talk during the pregame show.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys.
Appreciate you.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks live from Brazil. You feeling good about your?
No, man. I'm just saying. It's like really reassuring when you hear, you know, especially you know, because I don't really drop a whole lot of stats. I go on feel and I go about you know my past experience. But when I start dropping stats,
yeah, he had his pad yesterday.
When I started hitting him with them stats. And being a stat guy.
We don't do facts here.
And then, you know what I mean? And then he comes back with those same stats.
Well, I mean, it was his opinion
in high school. Yeah,
well,
he did the high school.
Does Elliot have Jordan Love's high school numbers? Can we fact check this?
He might have tracked his high school training camp stats.
I didn't do the deep dive with the high school stats, but it just is refreshing.
If you say it with your chest, no one checks you.
No, nobody checks you.
But why do I feel like nobody knows how to answer the quarterback advantage question? Because you asked Elliot, and he started talking about the offensive line. The Packers might have a better offensive line. Well, that's a different advantage.
Well, it helps him play better.
It's an advantage nonetheless.
That's the advantage. For the quarterback, the quarterback advantage. The quarterback advantage is the better quarterback, which quarterback is in a better situation.
You're playing semantics.
Which team's quarterback will play better tonight?
I promise you're playing.
And then
semantics.
You can have your reasons why you think that.
I think that's a different question. Which team's quarterback will play better tonight? The quarterback advantage to me is which quarterback is better.
Okay,
like,
I'll ask you
which
question.
Quarterback gives their team an advantage, not which team is putting their quarterback in an advantageous situation.
Let me ask you a question. Well, I think you can relate, and I'm gonna spin it towards the question of asking. What's more comfortable, a new pair of jeans or a pair of jeans that you've had for 2 years?
Oh, the 2 years jeans.
So, the analogy is this: Jordan Love has been in his jeans for 2 years. Jalen Hurts just got his jeans last week.
So the
offensive coordinators are the jeans.
You gotta break them in.
Well, so I'm gonna spin this back to my analogy.
Here we go.
Because this isn't this isn't what's the better pair of jeans. That question is which pair of jeans feels better on my legs. Like, these are different questions.
It's not really your legs you worry about. It's on your ass,
and everywhere else. I mean, there's other crevices,
crotch,
too.
Yeah, yep. The crotch part.
If you have the wrong jeans, Brian Johnson and Sirianni were the wrong jeans.
Right. Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, them jeans was snug.
Like, I feel like that still goes to exactly what I'm saying. Like, a new pair of jeans, while they might not be broken in, can still be nicer.
At some point, we need to figure out which coach is skinny jeans in the NFL. 215-592-95. I like this analogy.
Who would that be?
I think I tied it on something here.
I still won.
Not really. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll hit your phone calls coming up. I know a lot of people have been waiting. We'll get to you. Confident, nervous. What are you feeling for tonight? Big 1 o'clock hour plan, including big game Dante. He'll be in studio with us. Guest to take, Same Gerd Parlay, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.